The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at an historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laugh as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ridiculous History is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the show, Ridiculous Historians. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. We have had some helping hands with our research today. This is part two of our episode on the true story of the Hand of Glory.
Let's get into it. So we're talking about more kind of confusion in these recipes. There is the word Zemat. And again, I figured out niter pretty quickly. That was like a sulfate situation or some kind of preservative. But Zemat, the question was, did it mean something called verdigris, which is a green pigment, or was it Arabian sulfate of iron? You know, this guy would have not done well in like a recipe, you know, type book situation, because these are all very vague and there's like not even any measurements. Like what if you get the proportions wrong?
Yeah. Little Albert has talents, but I think he would be very bad at a recipe writing contest. Mm-hmm. Also, again, the name of the book is Little Albert. I'm just choosing to picture in my head a lovable, diminutive, very creepy Addams Family-esque guy whose name is Little Albert.
That's the only possibility here, Ben. But that's the thing, though. Little Albert wasn't the only guy talking about this particular, you know, tool of the trade. There were all kinds of different sources that gave different advice. In the Whitby Museum in North Yorkshire, you can see a genuine Hand of Glory on display there. And it's about like you'd think. It's kind of a corpsey, mummified looking thing, leathery, long fingers. They've been burnt so that the pigments have kind of like been leached out of the skin. So they look white around the tips. And this was actually found in, sounds to me like sort of like a witch house, a thatched cottage. And it was thought to have come from the Gibbet Howe near the Yorkshire village of Castileon. Interesting that Gibbet is in the name there. I think that's a coincidence. Or was there this place notorious for hanging criminals?
Well, I mean, six in one Hand of Glory, half a dozen in the other, maybe.
Agreed.
So the thing about this exhibit is that it also contains a page from a book that was published in 1823. And this book has a competing recipe for a Hand of Glory. Just like, you know, the situation where you may use your search browser to find a recipe for Eggs Benedict or something, and you're going to get different takes on the same thing. This recipe says of the Hand of Glory, it must be cut from the body of a criminal on the gibbet.
pickled in salt, and the urine of man, woman, horse, dog, and mare smoked with herbs and hay for a month.
Oh, fun. I like this variation.
Great. Yeah. It's a very pea-centric variation.
It sure is.
What else do you need? Because they've got some timing that comes into play here.
Oh, it obviously must be hung from an oak tree for 3 nights running, then laid at a crossroads, which I know you can appreciate, Ben, then hung on a church door for 1 night while the maker keeps watch in the porch. Gotta have a porch on the church, too. Absolute must. And if it be that no fear hath driven you from the porch, then the hand be true one, and it be yours.
So bizarre.
The porch is really porch-centric. This one, this is a very porch-centric recipe here.
After, you know, right after the reading of that, gosh, if we wouldn't get sued, Casey, I would love to have had the ability for us to throw in that How Bizarre song, just a clip from that. I wish we could use that one more often.
I think you could just do like literally like one note. People will know, do the dan, 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 dan. That's all you need.
It's fair use because we're talking about the song. Structurally, right? Don't sue us.
Exactly.
We want to protect ourselves from legal liability. And there were people who believed in the hand of glory. You can imagine they wanted to protect themselves as well. So if you suspect that someone may try to render you comatose or motionless or rob you using a hand of glory, there are a few ways, there are a few preventative measures you can take. First, you can try to douse the flame. For some reason, you have to use milk for this. They don't ever say why. And then second, you can counteract the magic by rubbing the threshold of all your doors and windows with an unguent made from the gall of a black cat, the fat of a white hen, and the blood of a screech owl. So I guess, you know, pantry staples, right?
Right, right. What would a magical protection be without some sort of paste made from animal parts? Yeah, you know, this is a key here, and I am absolutely fine with pulverizing a screech owl. You know, good riddance is what I say.
Well, screech owl is not a great name PR wise. Let's be honest; they could have called it song owl or something.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Anyway, we know that there were severed hands that were used as public warnings and just not purported to have magical powers. There's a thief's arm that is still in a church in Prague to this day. And in Europe, across Europe, you can find severed hands of criminals that are put up like public warnings. In most cases, we don't know the owner of the hand, but the owner isn't really important. The idea that your hand can get removed for doing something bad is the real key takeaway. Like, there's a very old pub in Wiltshire, England. It's almost 700 years old. It's called the Haunch of Venison. And it was famous for a long time because it had a cursed gambler's hand on display. Apparently, this guy was caught cheating during a game of whist a few hundred years ago. So a butcher chopped his hand off and threw it into the fireplace. In 1911, they found the hand during renovation work, and then they put it in a glass case with some playing cards. And they just set it up in the bar for people to look at while they're having a pint.
A little bit of curio. I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And if you are saying, guys, I want to see this hand. I want to see a real thing. What makes the Hand of Glory different from so many magical items? Well, the difference is that unlike necropants or something of that ilk, the Hand of Glory was actually made at different times in history, and people tried to use it for one reason or another. If you want to check out this, the Hand of Glory, there is a real one. It's on display, as you said, Noel, at the Whitby Museum. They are open now. I don't think they have a virtual tour, but how cool would it be to see this in person?
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I gotta say, Ben, you buried the lead there a little bit. Necro pants? I had to Google that one. Literally, a pant is the fashiony folks might like to refer to them, made of the skin of a dead man that's sort of made into leather and cured. And you can see those at different museums too. There's a really great article on Atlas Obscura called Necropants and Other Tales of 17th Century Icelandic Sorcery. It's a whole nother universe of creepy, morbid sorcery to dig into there.
Yeah, think about necropants. It's a real bummer. First off, the pictures of the necropants are not safe for work. Secondly, they likely never existed outside of folklore. I got obsessed with the idea of Icelandic magic watching this this film called Spell. Did you guys hear about this one?
No.
It's there's this guy who has OCD and his partner passes away. And he spontaneously, this is not a spoiler, this is like the first few minutes of the film. And so he spontaneously or impulsively decides to go to Iceland, and he gets wrapped up in the occult practices and traditions of the country. So runes, this guy named Loftur comes into play. It's wild. The cinematography is beautiful because Iceland is a beautiful, pretty unforgiving place. But check it out. There are no necropants, I will say that, in this film. But it's still really good, and it has grisly magic in it.
You know what this makes me think of, Ben? It's something I feel like we've talked about on the show before, if not at least off air. But there was a story that was making the rounds back in, it was last year, about this bar in Canada that makes a cocktail that uses a severed toe that they have on hand. It's called the Sour Toe Cocktail in the Downtown Hotel's Sourdough Saloon in Dawson City, Canada. And it's apparently dates back to this legend from the 1920s about these bootlegging brothers who got frostbite and put one of their toes in a bottle of moonshine, as the article that I'm looking at on USA Today stylizes it as memento.
Oof.
And then there's a groan in parentheses. That's just implied. It's not really there. And apparently this is a real thing, and it was discovered in 1973, the preserved toe, and that led to what they're calling the Sour Toe Cocktail Club, where people come in and, like, they want to become, it's like the Mile High Club,
that's,
I guess,
right.
You know? You get this drink, and then you're a member. People travel the world over to drink a drink with this mummified toe in it. And then I guess you return the toe back to its preservative liquid. I wonder if it gives you thieving powers or bootlegging powers, maybe magical bootlegging abilities. Who knows?
Maybe.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm learning a lot about myself right now because I remember this story. And now that I think about it, the thing that really grosses me out is drinking after people more so than having a drink with a preserved body part in it. I don't like the idea. Like, I'm okay with a preserved toe in a drink, you know, especially if it's chilled and it's kind of like an ice cube. I just don't like that, the idea that it was in someone else's drink first. That feels unsanitary.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's talk about unsanitary. The recipe for the sour toe cocktail is pretty basic. It's 1 ounce of alcohol, that's minimum, and 1 dehydrated toe. Garnish with courage. This is according to the website of the saloon. So you pay for your shot, which would be about $8 Canadian, and to one of the bartenders or toe captains, and then the server will serve you your drink with the toe as the garnish. And the rules are simple. You have to let the toe hit your lips, but no biting, chewing, or putting the toe in your mouth is allowed. I don't think anybody needed to make a federal case out of that. And apparently swallowing the toe will land you with a $1,900 fine.
Which means someone did it.
I guess so.
At some point, I'm telling you, man, I know we're a family show, but toe people.
Toe people, am I right?
Yeah, watch out. Well, that's our show today. These are just a few examples of the wide world of morbid, magical items. I don't know about you guys, but I'd love to hear from someone who's actually been to the Whitby Museum and seen this actual hand of glory. Also, you know, we do hope you enjoyed this episode because our search histories are very questionable after this. I do have "Can you buy severed human hand" in my search history now. Google knows about it. I also
can you?
It's not on Amazon, I'll tell you that. So I did try to do my due diligence and also I appended it with "Can you buy severed human hand podcast research?" Just to be clear.
You've got to let the NSA know that your intentions are pure. By the way, speaking of which, the idea of buying mummified parts, I'm sorry to keep, I'm fascinated by this and learning more as I'm reading about this bar with this mummified toe. They have multiples. Not clear where they came from. I don't think they were all from the bootlegging brothers, but I could probably do a little more digging and figure that out. But apparently it is considered sanitary. The proprietor of the bar says, quote, "We've had the chief medical officer of the Yukon, big deal, look at it and give it a clean bill of health. As long as we keep the toes mummified, which we do by keeping them on salt and serving it in 40% alcohol, that keeps everything legal."
Not falling for it.
Mm-mm, no.
But thank you for letting me know at least that there are some kind of standards hygienically for these sour toe drinks. I would want an unused toe. I know that is very diva-esque and entitled of me, but I don't like the idea.
It might be possible, Ben. I did find they do source it from all over, and not all of them are ancient or anything. Like apparently one came from a British Marine who lost a toe to frostbite during the Yukon Arctic Ultra Marathon very recently. This article was in October of 2019, and that one's just a year old. And apparently they get them donated sometimes, like a guy who lost his toe to gout donated his toe. That's disgusting. I don't think this is for you, Ben. I don't think used or unused toe. This just might not be your type of thrill seeking.
I mean,
certainly isn't mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it's not as glorious as a hand of glory. You know what I'd love to hear from our fellow listeners, ridiculous historians, write to us and let us know your favorite examples of the hand of glory in folklore and fiction, whether comics, films, television shows, novels, etc. You can find us. We're all over the internet. I think we still don't have an email address, but we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Do check out our community page, Ridiculous Historians. We can't wait to hear from you there. You can also find us as individuals online.
Yep, I am at How Now Noel Brown on the Instagram, exclusively the Instagram. I sound like Grandpapa.
I am at Ben Bolin, HSW on Twitter. And in a burst of creativity, I am at Ben Bolin on Instagram. Noel, thank you as always, and thank you, super producer Casey Cryptkeeper Pegram. Noel Satan Brown as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Ben. Ben, are you holding back on the spooky nickname for yourself? We've got a couple more, I think, episodes for you to come up with one. Don't feel rushed.
Oh man, I don't know if I have a weird thing. Like, should I give myself a nickname? That feels strange.
That's
feels
true.
Like someone else has to do it, you know?
I don't know. I gave myself one, but I you can give me another one if you want. It doesn't have to be Noel Satan Brown. I was really just more using it as an example, trying to understand the rules. So maybe we could do new nicknames every episode or something like that.
That sounds great, yeah.
For Halloween. How about Ben Boo Bolin? That's dumb, but
no, that's great. Thank you, man. I'm blushing. Thank you. And thanks to Alex Williams, who composed our track. Thanks to Christopher Hasiotis and our peer podcaster, Eves Jeffcoat.
Indeed. Big things coming soon from Eves Jeffcoat. In the meantime, a big thing is already out in the world from Eves Jeffcoat. This Day in History, a daily history rundown of stuff that happened that day, as the name implied. Check it out. Huge thanks to Jonathan Strickland, the Quizster, due for a drop-in any day now. Looking forward to that, I think. Weirdly, I miss him. I miss the man.
And he'll have nicknames aplenty for us when he returns.
We'll see you next time, folks. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.